Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's quite the light show during your taxi transportation that I'm now providing for you to get to work at Z102.9.
Yeah. You better start charging me like an Uber.
I use the word dispatch today because I was pretty much, you know, dispatch. I've been hired and I've been sent out to come pick you up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, dispatch.
You're welcome.
It was I'm a light show. You. I don't know if it's still lighting up, but this morning is a beautiful rainy day.
Yeah, we'll get the shades drawn a little bit. So when I did the forecast, it's still the same. It's going to rain. It already has rained a little bit today.
Yes.
In fact, driving to your place, I saw, one, the streets looked a little wet, which I think came from the heavens. However, I'm pausing because also the city of Cedar Rapids was cleaning the streets this morning on the northeast side at 4:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I don't know, were they trying to get ahead of something? Because behind this rain is some wind in our area. And
makes
I'm going to have it in the buzz too. Like depending on if you're going like to Waterloo tomorrow or Des Moines, it goes from, we have a wind advisory.
Yeah.
Then there's a wind warning like two counties over. And then that converts to a blizzard warning.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
Oh.
It's just these strata of longer to smaller areas, depending on what part of the state of Iowa you're in, wind tomorrow.
Dislike.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Grumpy, angry face.
Also, that's got to be frustrating to street sweep when you can't quite see anything. You're sweeping. Can you imagine you were sent to sweep something and you're like, I can't, whatever.
And there's just rain everywhere?
Yeah.
I would just go home. The rain's taking care of it, right?
Yes, it's going to wash away.
I'll still claim my 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like, have you ever gotten stuff like that salty, briny, sandy, wet stuff in your garage and like you try to move that?
It doesn't want to go anywhere.
It doesn't want to go.
No, it just kind of clumps up.
It's a big plop of rocks.
It is a plop of rocks. That's right. there's kind of that refreshing, like, wash it away. But I'm also not putting all those chips on this thing yet because we always fall into these little patterns of, like, it feels like spring's here.
I know.
It was, like, weirdly mild without the dogs out this morning at 3, whatever.
But don't go falling in love.
Don't go falling in love.
It's Iowa.
Yeah.
Stick around. It's going to change.
If I've learned anything in the multiple years doing this program with you, is we do a good job of giving people advice not to fall in love too soon with the weather.
Don't go falling in love with that weather.
Because you're going to fall right out pretty fast.
It's going to get you.
It's like a junior high romance. You think this is it forever, and then something drastically changes.
Yeah.
A kiss behind the bleachers with somebody else.
Matter of moments.
Somebody wrote a note to somebody else. Don't
high
go
drama.
Falling. It's no. Very high drama.
Yeah. Don't go falling in love.
So a little bit of, I guess, light thunderstorm. We heard a rumble or two. We saw a lightning bolt or two this morning, but that's
like
going to make way for showers off and on, and yeah, it was a cozy little rain.
A cozy rain.
A cozy rain.
I like a cozy rain.
But yeah, get ready. Tomorrow's is going to be a weird weather day, and I'll continue to give you updates as the buzz continues through the morning.
I'm a little concerned.
I'd say where we are, slightly.
Okay, just stay on your toes.
Back me up. How windy was it at the end of last week?
Extremely.
Were you under an advisory or a warning? Do you remember?
It came late, I felt. I felt like I heard it just blast my house, and I was sitting there for a while like, huh.
That's the old
girl stands, you know, having been through something like a derecho where, you know, sustained winds.
Well, let's just get this out of the way. So windy, 20 to 30, gusts 50 to 55, steady on Wednesday for 6A to 6P. So that's what we're getting ready for where we are. That's like the Z area primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the west, like one circle out, higher speeds earlier in the day. And then you get a little further, any precipitation in there, you got a blizzard warning.
Look out.
Yeah, just not in our area. But that's what Wednesday's shaping up to be, as we were expecting.
Well, yeah. A little interesting, though.
Yes.
But it's also Unique Names Day. The Social Security Administration tracks the most popular boys and girls' name for the year. They don't have the 2024 information quite ready to go yet, but they do have 2023.
Okay.
So for popular, I think it's names that you expect. Liam, Noah, Oliver for boys.
Yes.
And then Olivia, Emma, Charlotte for girls. I think we kind of expect
those are very standard.
Those are standard
names. And I know
names.
Each one of those people by name.
You probably know one of those people, right? But if you look at the reverse, you flip that list and you look at the bottom.
I want to see what's the least common.
The least common, more unique names for boys. Hollis.
Okay.
Which we have that in our family, actually.
You have a Hollis?
I've got a Hollis. But that was like a family name that they found. I had never heard it before until they named my nephew that.
I thought it was like named after the jeans store, Hollister.
Oh, Hollister?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Hollis.
Hollis. Damari.
Okay.
Cullen.
Cullen.
Cullen. Abner.
Oh, I want more Abners.
More Abners out there.
Please.
Let's get some more Abners. Thatcher.
Yeah.
Cody with the K.
Interesting.
Ulysses.
More of those, please.
Weird.
But spelled weird?
Yeah, with an I in there.
No! Get that I out of Ulysses. Why would there be an I in Ulysses? No need for that.
No, no.
Stop it.
And for girls, it's a lot of A names, like a ton of A names. Aylani, Aya, Angelique.
Angelique?
Which I'm surprised it's that low. Adea.
Yeah.
Araya. Shay. Saraya. And Claire, spelled the way I spell it.
Oh, no.
C-L-A-R-E.
You're near the bottom?
Freak name.
Hey, freak.
Claire with an I is like 67.
No, you got a weird spelling.
But if you spell it all
quickly, put those
up.
Two lists together and give me what you think would be the best wedding names. First, yeah, who should get married? Who would be a great first name invitation?
Welcome to the weddings of Abner and Adea.
Abner and Adea?
Adea?
Who should Thatcher marry?
Thatcher and Shay, right?
Oh, sure.
Right? I think
oh,
that's
God,
cute.
That sounds like I ran into Thatcher and Shay at the pool in Mexico.
Oh, Thatcher and Shay. Those two.
Oh, God, they're beautiful people, too.
They're unique names.
Ah, there's no body fat on Thatcher and Shay.
None at all.
None.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I really want to know what's on your mind.
Well, here's the deal. I appreciate this so much because now is a new season, and it certainly does, with this rain and everything, feel a little bit like spring. There's no denying. It seems like there's a definite change.
I think we've officially shifted to meteorological spring.
Okay.
Just not the one on the calendar. We have like 2 more weeks of winter, technically?
Technically, yes. It is still technically winter, but it feels, it got a lot nicer last week. I feel like I can kind of put the heaviest sweaters. I'm going to keep my sweaters.
A light sweater, heavy goes back to the...
Yes.
The protective cover so the moths can get them.
My wool fisherman's sweater is going to go.
I've got many.
Yeah, so many. But I know for sure that we're getting to spring because today is spring picture day at school.
Now, growing up, we just had fall picture day.
Agreed.
What's the point having 2 rounds?
I think so the photo company can make more money.
Oh, that's why.
I believe.
Because parents will pay. Is that the answer?
They are just cuter. They are more adorable. You get better backgrounds. And the kids are usually doing like a full body pose. Like maybe they're standing there like a realtor with their arms across their chest.
It's almost like a practice senior picture.
Yes.
Or if you are a realtor and you're buying a large billboard.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Can you do like cooking up some deals? Or...
There was even
fighting for fairness.
One of the options was to have a T-Rex behind your kid.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Like you could have all these beautiful forest scapes. You can have some beautiful light colored, just kind of vague, springy colors behind your kid, or a T-Rex, which
with like a volcano going like, oh
no. Just the dinosaur. Okay. It's classy. Okay.
Sorry.
It's a spring green dinosaur.
Oh, purely classy. You're
classy.
Right. No, you're right.
You want something classy for the wall.
No, yeah.
And every time I'm like, they're just out to get more cash from me. But it always happens that these are the pictures that's like, look at them. They look so great.
So today's the day. When do you get them back? Does it take a couple of weeks?
It'll take a couple of weeks. Yeah. But then I'm going to get them back and I'm going to be like, oh, look at
my little ones. She wants to be a realtor and she wants to be a paleontologist.
And if I compare, look at how much she's grown in this past year. Look at the fall. Look at the spring. Look at the fall. Look at the spring.
It'd be fun if they did like a height thing, but then it looked like they're in prison. So that's not a good idea.
No. Don't you shut that idea down. You go pitch that idea.
Here, hold this sign. Don't smile and wear this orange.
Instead, stand
by this line.
Beautiful spring meadow or a T-Rex in the background. It could just be, you know, walking into the bank and there's the
thing. Yeah, all you gotta do is be by the door at the bank. You're good. Smile.
Smile, kiddo.
That's perfect.
I like it, Eric.
I can't wait to see your convict children's photos in a couple of weeks.
But look how they grew.
Ooh. Okay, I swear to you, something went down at my house last week, and I'm unawares.
What happened?
Well, rushing out the door, and I'm like, we had some smelly food last night. So instead of leaving it in the trash, took the trash out.
Definitely.
Trash day's Wednesday, so I got a day to kind of, and then my concern
let
was like, let it fester outside, though. Let the animals enjoy it. However, as I'm taking it out, I'm like, oh, crap, we didn't do garbage last week. We were gone. We were out of town.
Ooh.
So I open up that lid. I'm like, I'm going to have to kind of smash this in. It was empty.
What?
My trash can and my recycling bin.
What?
Were empty.
Who took out the trash?
That's the question.
Do you have a doorbell cam?
No, we don't. We probably should do that.
You got to get one.
Yeah. I have a few suspects, and they live to the north and south of me because they're great neighbors. Uh-huh. It could be Barb and Pam. It could be Leo. Leo doesn't get around as much as he used to. But that was kind of our agreement. Like way back during derecho, I would get trash out when I needed to, and he would make, because we were living in North Liberty.
Yeah.
Or when we were on vacation, he's like, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I still do his driveway and his sidewalks when it snows. So my money's on Leo.
Yeah.
Then followed by Barbara Pam. But then after that, I don't know.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because they'd also need to know that we're not home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it make you like,
now
oh,
I'm a little worried.
And it's so sad that instead of like, oh, that is so nice, somebody did that for me, you're more like, who did this?
I'm raging suspicion right now.
Yes.
Who?
Who?
Thank you, whoever you are. But who are you?
Who are you and what do you know?
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. I'm making a presumption, but somebody's going to go to the airport in Eastern Iowa, the Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids this morning, and it's going to say, go to gate 11. And they're going to walk around and go, where the heck is gate 11?
Doesn't exist.
It does exist.
What?
Because that expansion project, that $68 million phase, 32,000 new square feet, four additional jet bridges, is partially open. In fact, Delta Flight 3716 from Minneapolis-St. Paul was the first flight to arrive and deplane at Gate 11.
We're rocking and rolling?
At the Eastern Iowa Airport yesterday afternoon. So they had, the photos are gorgeous.
So beautiful.
It matches the theme when you go through TSA, because I think a lot of people don't realize how beautiful that is. You got to look up. Just the lighting alone, and you have that kind of that circular feel to it, right? Then you get up there, you got the high porch bar on one side, and then the coffee shop, and then plenty of beautiful gates there. And then what I would consider to be the OG part of the airport, that's been modernized. And now you continue walking where the four additional gates, I believe all four are now open. And they're opening it kind of in phases, but we have now hit that stage where they took down the drywall.
That's exciting.
And we are continuing to see what this new expansion is going to look like. So that was a big day yesterday.
Huzzah.
For the Eastern Iowa Airport. I owe you some sports shorts. So I want to talk about Hawkeye women's basketball. And I guess it's kind of like, not bad news, but like stop putting obstacles in front of us. So, of course, the Big Ten women's basketball tournament is underway. Starts today. The Iowa women play tomorrow on Peacock, by the way.
Okay.
First round's on Peacock. And the way we are bracketed, we are at the bottom. And that actually is in order of the way the games are going to be played through the entire tournament. Every game that Iowa is going to play in, if they continue to win, tips off at least 8 p.m.
P.m.?
We're always in night games.
Oh.
Until we get to like probably the final four and then into, if we can make it all the way to the championship.
Is that like, you know what?
It's prime time.
Prime time.
It's
prime
time,
eyeballs.
Baby. But That is smart scheduling if they thought that far ahead. I didn't consider that.
I wonder.
Because if Iowa gets through Wisconsin, which is doable. We just beat Wisconsin on our home court, but of course this is neutral. And then I believe we have Michigan State next. And then after that, it looks like we'd probably have Ohio State. That'd be the hardest. But you beat Ohio State again at night, and they've had the rest, but at the same time, like, they haven't had the practice.
I definitely wonder at how random that was.
But yeah, Iowa is going to be, I guess the flip side is, especially with the attraction for men's and women's basketball, but it feels like women's basketball has a little bit more of a younger audience.
Yeah.
And if we're talking school night basketball games and they're staying up till 10:30 to watch the game, that's a little bit of a challenge.
It is a little bit.
But still, so watch out. Iowa women taking on Wisconsin. I believe that's tomorrow. That's on Peacock. And then it works its way through the Big Ten Network. And then it will eventually, I think, land on CBS for the finals. And hopefully Iowa's in all of them. Just know they'll be playing with the sun down. All right, Wisconsin's feeling all right. They just announced so Iowa, if you break it into six zones, those are the different STEM education centers across the state of Iowa. The Southeast region is our region, and our Iowa STEM Teacher of the Year for the Southeast region is Chuck Tinelli. Chuck works at Metro. We know Chuck.
Oh!
We've hung out with Chuck. Chuck's been there for 20 years. The last time we talked to Chuck, he was giving us a very in-depth look at the greenhouse.
Yes.
As part of the STEAM Academy at Metro.
Well-deserved.
Tinelli involves numerous community partners in a variety of projects and helps students take part in real-world experiences, giving those students the opportunity to network and build soft skills, which might be more important than the hard skills of STEM.
Yeah.
Interacting with us, they invited us in, just kind of learning how to have a conversation with an adult.
Yeah, let
is
them
a big deal. Yeah.
Lead the tour.
So six total STEM award winners for Iowa teachers for the state of Iowa. One of those in our backyard. Congrats to our friend Chuck Tinelli at Metro. You got us feeling all right?
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, it has been a great mystery of what the heck happened to Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Their deaths are shrouded in mystery, and until we get the autopsy report back, nobody really knows exactly how they died.
On CSI, you get that in an hour.
Exactly.
Come on.
It happens so quickly. In
all
real
I
life,
need is black light and a tough-talking person with a scalpel who doesn't get sick and then they see dead bodies.
Yeah, and they whip off their sunglasses with a catchy little quip or joke.
Well, Jay. Yeah, I need that.
We need that. We don't have that in reality. In reality, it's just a lot of waiting and a lot of looking at the evidence. We do, however, have on our side a world-famous forensic pathologist. His name is Michael Badden, and he's not working on this case, but he has read the reports.
Bring him in!
And he knows what he's doing, right? So he has a theory on how it all might have gone down, because I think immediately everybody's theory was like, oh, it's carbon monoxide poisoning. But that was not the case. It was confirmed that that was not it. His theory is thus. He says, given the evidence of Gene Hackman's pacemaker, he believes that Gene may have suffered cardiac arrest and collapsed. As you recall, then Betsy was found in the bathroom and there was some medication on the counter and a space heater. He believes her first reaction to Gene having the cardiac event was to get his blood pressure medication. And on her way to go get that in the bathroom, she either fell herself. Maybe she had her own cardiac event. She wasn't known to be in bad health, but she was 65 years old. She was under some stress at that time. And she could have had an accidental fall and hit her head. Nobody knows. Or it could be something that we can't see on the outside, like an internal brain bleed or something where it doesn't leave a mark. So we just have to wait until we get that autopsy for sure to see what happened to her.
What about the dog?
The dog was in a kennel. So without access to water, the dog that was kenneled
perished.
The other dogs were not kenneled, so they were able to survive. His theory would also explain why Betsy did not call 911. Her first priority was get the medication that he needs, and in the process of getting the medication first, she perished.
Very plausible.
Plausible theory.
All plausible.
Makes sense. Here's a crazy one. Remember when Randy Quaid started losing his mind and ranting about some secret cabal that was killing off celebrities and stealing their fortunes?
Yeah.
He's back. And that's his theory. his theory is that they are back. He thought that this is what happened to Heath Ledger and David Carradine and other celebrities who had passed away in pretty close succession around
sure.
that time.
Okay.
But he believes they got Hackman too.
Is it just Hackman? Because there was some like famous singers have recently died. Are they also being targeted?
He did not say.
Randy?
He did not say. So I'm going to go with the pathologist.
Is he still wearing a robe when he says this and that weird hat at wintertime?
Thank you, Cousin Eddie.
Holding a waist tube?
Perhaps.
Yes.
Perhaps. Okay, the Oscars went down and we got to know like who won this award, who won that award. But there were some moments that are record-breaking moments that we didn't quite absorb in real time. But now you have like at least a couple hours to absorb everything. You can break it all down. Like the fact that Adrian Brody, when he won his Oscar, he set a record for longest acceptance speech ever.
So I guess I'm glad I was asleep.
Exactly. It was 5 minutes and 40 seconds.
How and did they didn't play him off?
How did he not get played off, right?
Here's what I don't like, is they'll let the actors and actresses go on and on and on, but you win short documentary and it's a short speech.
And there's three of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to get out of there. No, he apparently was not played off because the previous record was 5 minutes, 30 seconds set by actress Greer Garson back in 1943. But that is the new record.
Wow.
He's also getting some blowback because before he went up to receive the award, he took some gum out of his mouth and tossed it to his girlfriend before he did the speech. However, not the most interesting moment of all time at an Oscar. People say that the most memorable moment at the Oscars of all time, and probably will always
forever?
Be, the slap.
Get your wife's name out of your mouth or whatever.
Yeah, get your wife's name out of my mouth. Chris Rock, by the way, showed up at an Oscars after party. And so naturally they had to ask him, would you ever consider hosting the Oscars? And he said the most miserable people on earth can't forgive. And not just people. You have to forgive yourself sometimes. So, hey, you never know.
Okay.
So maybe he
I don't know what to take from that.
I don't know what that quote exactly refers to, but he's open to it.
We'll take that as a win.
Maybe. And then after a big Oscar celebration, you got to eat some real food.
Yes.
So McDonald's is banking on the fact that a lot of celebs probably went to their fine establishment.
It's usually that or In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big, like, traditional yep. one. They had the orders for some of the attendees and some Oscar winners.
They actually track this?
Uh-huh.
In Hollywood.
They've got a whole new ad for it.
Oh, like, okay.
Making this public knowledge. Like Coleman Domingo gets an Egg McMuffin meal with coffee, strawberry jelly, ketchup, a bottle of water, and a strawberry banana smoothie.
Wow. Okay.
Kieran Culkin
yeah.
keeps it real simple. Just a small Diet Coke.
That's it?
That's it. That's not.
You go to McDonald's for that?
That is not enough, sir.
Interesting.
Not enough. Idina Menzel, Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
Adele Dazeem.
Order comes up. Egg McMuffin without Canadian bacon, a small McCafe latte with non-fat milk.
That's close to what I get.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was a very specific order and you're being a little too.
Just add the more bacon. And then I want all the whole milk. Otherwise, it's the exact same order.
Can you take Adele Dazeem's Canadian bacon and put it on mine?
I'll take her and have more.
I would love double Canadian bacon. Thank you. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
March is just full of fun.
Isn't it?
You got Fat Tuesday today, Mardi Gras. And then we're like a week and a half away from St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday the 17th.
So much fun. Always look forward to this, especially in Cedar Rapids, because we have one of the coolest traditions. The Sapodapa Sew Parade is getting ready to celebrate its 50th parade.
Tell me the story again of where it came from.
Well, it all started on a bar napkin.
That's the coolest part.
As the best ideas do, right? Let's do something a little silly. There's no St. Patrick's Day parade in Cedar Rapids. Let's just, let's do it. We'll have a silly little, I think, cow on a flatbed trailer and a couple of people holding some signs. And it was just like kind of a joke.
Was that in like Irish district where this idea was conceived?
Yes.
Probably.
And then it just grew. And it's become one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the country.
And I love the fact that they are true to the holiday. The parade is on the day.
Yeah.
And it has been, minus COVID. And then they had to try a Saturday experiment, but they went back to the day of. And what a way to kick off that week It's on a Monday, and it, again, is the 50th anniversary of Sabbath Episode.
It's going to be a really big deal, and we understand that. So Eric and I put our heads together, and I think we've got a really cool entry for the Z102.9 entry in the Sabbath Episode Parade.
For starters, we asked how big can our staging area be, because we need pretty much the entire block.
Bigger is always better.
Bigger
in our
is better.
Minds, yeah.
So let's work it backwards.
Okay.
The last thing you're going to see is a flatbed truck, and that's basically a float.
Right.
And the theme of that float, we are prepared to unveil probably at the end of this week.
Yeah, I want to dot a few I's and cross some T's, but I think that we'll be ready to unveil the theme of our entire entry, and it all hinges on that float.
So that's the last part. That's the last thing you're going to see. And then you've got the Z, the fleet, the armada, right?
Our armada.
Of Z vehicles.
We got to start calling it our armada.
The armada.
That's cool.
And then you have the Z102.9 marching band leading them.
Yeah.
Almost like we're pulling them along. And that's where we need your help, because we need a lot of people.
We do. We want to make this the biggest Z102.9 marching band ever. We require very little to be a part of our marching band.
You have to be able to read music.
Yep.
You got to be able to bring your own instrument.
Yep.
And then you need to be able to follow the person in front of you.
Yep.
And if you're in the front row, that's me.
Stay together,
you're
folks.
Fine. And if you've never marched a parade, or maybe it's been a minute from high school or college, it's so much fun. Moms and dads, little kids, all screaming and having a good time with you. It's going to be great. And we just want to make sure to have the biggest band we've ever had.
Absolutely. I think that it's really fun to see different floats, and, you know, the candy in a parade is good too. But when you are sitting and watching a parade and you hear a marching band coming, there's just something heart thumping about it. It's so much more exciting. And so we thought, let's bring out the Z102.9 marching band, but let's make it bigger and better. And the only way we can do that is with your help.
Now, while we've not unveiled what's happening on that float, the fact that it is going to be special for those involved, just know you're going to be part of something extra special in Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
That's all we can say for now.
It's a moment in history.
Yes, there it
for
is.
For certain.
So if this is you, you've got Monday available. You have an instrument. We'll get you the music. No worries. All you got to do is let us know you're available and you want to play with us. Join the Z102.9 Marching Band. Scramble at KZIA.com.
Mm-mm. Cooking up. What is that? It's Taste It Tuesday with the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
Boy, that TikTok trend always seems to take over Taste It Tuesday.
It does. It does. A lot of people talking about how delicious Dubai chocolate is, because it's unlike any kind of chocolate that you can get here in the United States.
I've never heard of this, and we just came off of a major chocolate holiday, Valentine's Day.
Which, luckily, you and I still have some leftovers that we can kind of compare and contrast American chocolate versus this fancy Dubai chocolate.
So I think growing up is like Swiss, Belgian was among the best of the best. But in America, Ghirardelli is like a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
We always love just like a little treat for ourselves. They sell those little snack squares. And I got a couple of those in my Valentine's box this year. Those are always good.
So good.
Dove, I think, makes a great chocolate product.
Yeah,
right?
I had a whole thing of Dove that I just had out, I mean, throughout the month of February, because, like, why not? It's just a little sweetness, and then there's, like, a nice motivational message.
Yes.
Can't
beat
it.
It's all in one. So in front of us right now, you are holding on to what actually looks like a bar of gold.
And it's about that size, too, because it is, first of all, wrapped in gold. It's heavy. It is thick, because Dubai chocolate is chocolate, yes, but the inside, the filling, is a little bit different. It has a pistachio cream, which makes it bright green. And then there's some texture, a little crunch to it, called a katafi filling. It's a phyllo dough that has like little shreds. It just makes it crunchy.
So is it layered like a wafer?
No.
Or they just sprinkle it in?
No, it's like little shreds.
It's built into the cream.
Into the cream.
Okay, it's mixed in.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's what I think the best approach is. And this is what I, like, how did this chocolate take the world by storm when there's so much chocolate out there?
Exactly.
So let's try.
Why this stuff?
Let's just try the stuff we have, right? I got a Ghirardelli, you've got a Dove. Let's get our chocolate taste buds in the right frame of mind and then see what specifically about this one bar is it.
Do we really remember what chocolate tastes like?
Oh, yeah, I eat it daily.
It's part of my daily.
I'm not too worried. It's your, one of my four food groups.
Your daily diet.
All right, I'm going to start with my Jew Daily right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you half of it.
Oh, thanks.
And this is just a straight up milk chocolate Ghirardelli square.
In general, would you say you're more of a milk chocolate or a dark chocolate?
I'm a dark chocolate fan. I like a little more bitter with my cocoa.
I agree. Yeah. And also I can convince myself that it's healthier.
Exactly. Because it's got flavonoids or something in it. Yeah, like red wine. Okay. This is just Ghirardelli milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate. A very fine chocolate.
It's like chocolate.
Yeah. Right? Light.
Is your high-end chocolate.
Yeah. Creamy.
That is a creamy premium chocolate.
Ah. All
right, you want to try a Dove?
Let's try a Dove.
Now, what's different about these? Are these dark?
These are dark Doves.
All right, what's your message?
Do something spontaneous.
Ew.
What should it be? What should it be? Wait, I'm planning it.
I think eating chocolate on the radio is pretty spontaneous. Celebrate family and friends, Dove.
Ooh.
Ew.
All right,
how adorable.
Distinctly different as a chocolate, as a dark chocolate profile?
I don't know if it's drastically different.
It's a little more bitter.
A little bit. But it does have that creamy.
It's still great.
Smooth. It's a great chocolate.
Of the two right now, I prefer this flavor.
Agreed.
Because I like dark chocolate. Okay.
Me too.
Do you need an armed guard to open up this gold bar of Dubai chocolate?
I'm scared to open it because it actually, like, it just, first of all, looks very Wonka. And there's a
it
seal.
It does.
There's a seal on the back of the package that says premium cocoa. So it's like, you know it's good because it's sealed.
Do you need scissors?
Got it.
No, you pop. Oh, did you hear that sound?
Pops
it
right
popped
open.
Now, what is inside the gold foil box? Another gold foil candy bar.
It's coated in gold foil.
Okay.
It tells you right away that it is Dubai chocolate.
The and rage of TikTok.
It also is beautifully decorated. There's some yellow and green swirl on the top. I mean, it's pretty fancy.
That is an artisan chocolate, right? Whenever they made it, they swirled color into it. Okay, you just broke the bar apart. Now, the inside doesn't quite look as green as the box shows.
Definitely doesn't look
I think
green.
That was artist enhanced. Is that fair?
This is a little bit more diaper.
That is diaper green, girl.
This is a little bit more dirty diaper.
Oh, my God. This was not the experience. Did any of the TikTokers show this part of it?
You guys, this does not look like...
I gotta eat this?
A pistachio. This looks like a diaper.
Oh, God. That's not a good color.
No.
Okay. But I bet it's gonna taste great.
I hope it tastes great.
All right. This is the $1 million bite right here.
This is the moment.
Okay. I'm going in. Dubai chocolate. All over TikTok right now.
So hot right now.
So hot.
Okay.
I get that phyllo dough thing.
Mm-hmm.
A little salt on the
top. A little
tongue.
Bit. A little bit.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I like the crunch.
I love the crunch. The chocolate pairs well with the diaper filling. It does.
Listen. The diaper filling is delicious.
It's fantastic.
I'm going to have a little, I've got a little diaper filling that's eking out on its own. I'm going to just eat the filling.
Just. I want a little bit like on the corner of your mouth so I can just kind of go right there. And then go,
You've got a little
diaper filling.
A little diaper.
God. It's really good, but it is quite disgusting to look at. Which now makes me wonder, in the factory, is there just a big vat of this color?
Has to be.
Right?
Somewhere, somebody has to make the filling, and then you make the chocolate, and then you put the two together.
Surprisingly good.
And it's really good.
It's unlike any other chocolate I think I've had before.
Exactly.
I don't think I've had this flavor combination. And I'm sure pistachio and chocolate's been mixed together before, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. And
but
I like
it's that magic phyllo dough thing in here that gives it the ugly color, but it tastes good.
But I don't mind as much. I thought it was going to be more... nutty, I guess.
True.
I don't get the nut. I get more of that chocolate.
To describe it, it has the consistency of the inside of a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's grittier on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
God, this diaper chocolate's great.
We gotta stop calling it that.
Why?
This is the world's finest chocolate, not the inside of a diaper.
World's finest asterisk carrot diaper chocolate is what this is. This is pretty good.
Dude, this is filling.
Oh, it like, is. I don't think I can. How much is left of this bar?
We only ate half the bar.
I'd invite producer Ben in. See if he wants some diaper chocolate.
Ben, you want some diaper? Come get some diaper!
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Trying to help some parents out as they're kind of at a crossroads. Their daughter has come to them several times. They keep butting heads with another student at school. These are fifth grade girls. Just on the cusp of that middle school nastiness. And they're like, at what point should we insert ourselves? Should we be calling the other parents? Should we be calling the teacher, the school? These two just don't seem to get along, and it's getting nasty.
I'm trying to think back, and it's a bit, there's some cobwebs back there. But I always felt like between my two parents, usually I went to mom for advice first.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always more of the reason. Think through it. Maybe it's, one answer is like just avoid them, right? It could also just be talk it out, try to figure out. Was the flip side of my dad like, if you punch him in the jaw, they'll leave you alone? No, that never came up.
No, he never
from what
said
I remember. But I think their approach was usually try to work it out on your own first.
Yeah.
I, at this point, cannot think of any time where my parents called another set of parents because we were having a quarrel.
No.
Because we were fighting.
I remember like teachers getting involved in a girl fight. It's like notes are getting passed.
Sure, yes.
Like what is
reputation's destroyed?
Yes, like we got to stop this right now because things are getting out of hand, and it's affecting your schoolwork because you're paying attention more to the fighting than you are to the lessons.
I do remember one of those silly little squabbles. In a small town, there's not much to do on a Saturday, so we were all on the bowling team, and there were two of us who were not getting along. And an intermediary brought it up to his parents, and he kind of just played like, let's bring the two sides to the table and stop the war.
He was not involved in the fight, but he inserted himself.
He had been observing it, and he's like, this is like, one, we're all on the same bowling team. So to like, have fun and then not talk to somebody for 3 hours made no sense.
You know, like that fight that didn't involve him,
right.
It was affecting his night.
Yes.
Because we're supposed to be on the same team. We're all supposed to be having a good time. And you guys are ruining it for the rest of us.
And so in his junior high wisdom, brought it up to his parents.
That's
and was
an
like,
soul.
Guys, we're just fighting about this. Honest to God, it was like Ford versus Chevy. Or it was like two football teams.
Yeah.
It's just the stupid stuff a sixth grader would fight over, which sounds like this too, right? Two fifth grade girls.
Yep.
It's mean and it could escalate. I think that's what one parent's concerned about.
We don't want that escalation. Hopefully the kids can figure it out on their own. But at what point do you get involved? What's the thing that you'd be like, okay.
Is there a trigger?
Yes. I've got to put a stop to this right now. What's the thing that would get you involved?
If a kid is mean to your kid, where do you and when do you intervene? What's the trigger? We would love your answer at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
I like that we are involving ourselves in a fight that we are not involved in to ask you if these parents should get involved in a fight that their kid's involved in.
So the question for Momtroversy, if a kid is mean to your child, when do you call the morning scramble?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
That's the big question. Get us involved right away.
No, Momtroversy is built on the idea that it takes a village.
It does.
Because kids don't come with checklists.
Nope.
You can't punch in and do something 5 minutes in and then 10 minutes in and this is how you're going to raise your kid because every kid's different. And also, you can't control the environment.
I love, too, that we have, some people who, I've experienced this. Here's what I did. Here's how the situation went down for me. And you can kind of gain some wisdom from other people who know exactly what you're going through. And these parents, they've got a daughter who's in fifth grade. There's been a conflict. These kids just haven't gotten along since kindergarten. But it's getting a little bit worse this year. Fifth grade things have taken a turn. They're saying some nasty stuff to each other. It's not physical, but mom and dad are like, should we just have a conversation with the other parents? Should we get involved? At what point do you insert yourself in
and
the
that's
conflict?
That's our question for Momtroversy. We're doing it on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Now, Ashley, straight out of the gate, if there's physical attacking, clearly that is school and
yes.
more.
Yes.
Parents are talking.
We need to get more than just the other parents involved.
Valerie, daughter, tried to deal with it, but then it got racial.
Ooh.
That involves some parental talk as
Ooh,
well.
Yeah.
So you can certainly see all of these. It's a spectrum, right? There are levels of severity.
And it takes like, well, in this situation, you do this. In that situation, you know, there's nuance in all of
yes.
these conflicts.
And they're all going to be a little bit different. And the tough part is, and another commenter mentioned, you also, thanks to Sharon, you do not want to let it go too long because there could be an effect down the road mentally that maybe won't present itself right away. So it really, we're kind of asking two questions. One, do you insert yourself in with, at what level? Like you're going to the school, are you going
yeah.
to the parents? Or when do you insert yourself? That's also kind of a sub question of this.
All good points, because you could just, you know, parent to parent if you know the other parent better, or maybe you should just go to the school because they're the ones who are actually there.
That's the question. If a kid is mean to your child, when do you intervene? Please be a part of the conversation. 200-1029.
So I get involved if there's any threat of violence at all. Like they pushed me, they hit me, anything like that. I will email a teacher. If it persists on top of that, that's when I contact a parent.
So if it's at school, you will go through the school system first before you go directly to the parent?
Absolutely.
Okay. That makes sense too, because they're there. They can see what's going on. You guys are kind of...
Yep.
Just, you have your sides, right? Everybody's got their own corner.
When you yep. were younger, was it ever different? Would maybe a parent say, you know what, you guys got to figure this out on your own because you got to learn this life lesson?
Oh, yeah. My mom wouldn't have called at all. She
really?
Would have said, deal with it. Call your older brothers.
Oh, I never thought about getting an older sibling.
Yeah, get a
involved.
Couple of linemen yep. in front of you. You'll be fine.
I had two older brothers, so anytime anybody was mean to me, I called my brothers.
You protect your sister.
Sometimes having a brute yep. squad works, you know?
Not,
it's
it
probably
did.
Not a good idea. Let's also put an asterisk next to this. Like, let's not do that.
You just reminded me how much I wanted an older brother so bad. I forgot about that.
But address it through the school, if there's a violence component.
Yes.
And then if necessary, you would take action. But there's a couple steps before that.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.